3:51 on WGN. Happy Tuesday afternoon, everyone. John Hansen stepping in for Lisa Dent till 6 o'clock. Okay, the mayor apparently doesn't want a piece of legislation that's making its way through the city council to come to effect. It's a little hard to explain, and actually I'm hoping Alderperson Matt Martin can help us out with this. Alderman, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Happy to be with you.
Okay, so I've read like three articles on this, and it's still really hard to understand. So if I can sum it up and you tell me if I'm wrong, Mayor Emanuel years ago had an executive order that barred lobbyists from contributing to a mayor and that they are supposed to not accept any donation. Mayor Johnson has accepted some donations, seemingly in violation of that executive order, but has returned those donations. But you guys want to codify it more so that there's clear rules and regulations and penalties if a donation is even sent to the mayor's office. Do I have that sort of right?
You do. And the big reason I'm stepping in to do that is because the Board of Ethics has determined that who properly contributed.
Hold on. Alderman Matt, you're breaking up there a little bit, Alderman Martin. Maybe we can just reconnect with him here because that connection's not really good. I don't want to power through 6 minutes if he's going to be going in and out. I hope that made sense to you, what he was getting at there and what is happening. I think a lot of people are clearly behind the idea of keeping lobbyists out of the pockets of maybe a sitting mayor so that the influence couldn't be so obviously noted. Let's say a lobbyist wanted to get a certain thing through. And of course, the Chicago mayor has so much control over those things. But we want to maybe codify that up. Sorry for that misconnection, Alderman. I think we got you now. We got you?
Yeah, that's my apologies. And what I was saying was I think you have it 100% correct with the one addition that the Board of Ethics, in seeking to enforce the executive order, actually determined that it can't enforce it, that it doesn't have the jurisdiction. It reached out to myself and Mayor Johnson asking us to codify that executive order so that moving forward they do have the opportunity to hold lobbyists accountable if they're making improper contributions.
Do we know that all lobbyist donations to the mayor have been returned?
Everything that the Board of Ethics is aware of has, in fact, been returned. My understanding is that the mayor will commit to doing that moving forward, to not solicit and then return anything. So really, this is common sense legislation, ensuring that a rule that's been on the books for 13 years stays on the books.
So I just want to confirm, so you're not alleging that Mayor Johnson has done anything improper with donations. Just accepting them in the first place seems to be a wrinkle before the return, a wrinkle in the law.
Look, there might have been a situation where it could have been returned more quickly, but ultimately it was returned. My understanding is what the administration has said publicly is that they will continue to abide by this executive order. My goal is to ensure that that executive order can have some teeth so that if we have situations where a lobbyist is contributing improperly, that we have the opportunity to hold them accountable.
So if the mayor says he's going to abide by this, why does he not want to let you have the teeth?
That is a good question. To be honest, I have not heard a good answer yet.
Do we know that he's really opposed to this, or is this just some backroom politicking that you've heard of?
No, he's opposed. Members of the administration were initially trying to defeat the ordinance when it came up to the Ethics Committee for consideration last week. It passed 13-1, and I'm hopeful it'll pass tomorrow.
A lot of people don't want lobbyists in politics, but it's especially a platform of the Progressive Party. Does that upset you as an alderperson that the mayor would try to stop this from happening?
It would upset me that this mayor, or any mayor, would seek to roll back a good government ethics reform that's been on the books for 13 years and generally has been working. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to strengthen the trust between City Hall and the public. And with things like this, when something is working for 13 years, no need to change it.
Can you give us an example of how a lobbyist could impact a mayor's decision making, just so we can kind of like put a fine point on why this is important?
Well, lobbyists are hired by for-profit and nonprofit entities to achieve a particular objective on behalf of their client. Maybe they want legislation passed. Maybe they want legislation killed. And at the end of the day, look, I know that there are wonderful organizations, nonprofits that are doing things like expanding education resources to kids, where I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that it'd be bad to advocate for that. But at the end of the day, we do know that there are times where a lobbyist is advocating for things that a good majority of the public doesn't want. That company has a right to have their voice heard, but at the end of the day, they and their lobbyists shouldn't ultimately be the ones dictating what happens. So have their voice there, but not have it be an outsized voice that comes with campaign contributions, especially when we're talking about all the power that a mayor has and all the power that the administration has in terms of all these different departments promulgating rules and undertaking enforcement. It's a huge bureaucracy that we have here in the executive branch. I think that Mayor Emanuel was right to make that decision in 2011, and it's been on the books for 13 years since, and rightly so.
Citizens United declared that money is speech. Is this a limitation of free speech to not allow lobbyists to commit to campaign cash to mayors?
I don't think that this is an improper restriction by any means. It's been in place for many, many years. There are plenty of other cities and states that have similar campaign finance regulations. And so while those regulations might vary place to place, I think that we also need to be very sensitive to the corrupting influence that money can have on our politics.
All right, Alderperson Matt Martin, thanks for clarifying that, making sure I understand it, and to say hello to the 47th Ward. I miss it. I moved out a couple years ago.
It's a great one. Well, we miss you.
Take care, Matt. All right. That's interesting. 312-91-7200 if you have any thoughts on that or anything else we've chatted about. We'll do another hour after this break and news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN. WGN.